Snackers from Canberra says, Wally the Stat Man, what a bloody ripper he is. Yes, and he is that, isn't he? Boys, I believe in karma. You steal petrol, you don't win grand finals. Go Paris, says RC.
They won't let it go. They will not let it go. Michelle Bishop, sports update. Last one of grand final week. She's been everywhere this week. But right now from a course stadium, Michelle, come in. Breaking news. Anything?
Good morning, guys. Not quite breaking news. Bit of sad news, really. Jarryd Hayne, he's been a huge part of the Eels' history, and he won't not only just be ignored across these next couple of days as we celebrate the grand final and everything Parramatta has achieved, but he'll be completely rubbed out of all things Parramatta, absolutely. Now, Channel 9 and Fox, they won't be including his face, his opinions, his comments, given the fact that he's still very much at the centre of that sexual assault retrial. So the Eels also snubbed him some time back. He wasn't invited to the 75-year club celebrations. And clearly, he still has the Eels in his heart. He was captured. He posted some stuff on Instagram last week, honking horns on cars and having a good old time, celebrating the fact that the Eels had actually won through to the grand final, beating the Cowboys. So, you know, fall from grace, very sad situation, and, you know, sad that he won't be a part of it.
Okay, let's change tack, and grand final is dominating everything, but what's the latest with Daniel Ricciardo?
Yeah, this is a little bit weird. I didn't see this one coming. He's actually leaning towards spending the next year as a reserve driver, guys. He's obviously got some limited options. There's only three seats remaining on the driver market, and Ricciardo doesn't appear to be in any of those conversations whatsoever. That switch back to Alpine would have, you know, probably been his best option, but management there, the French, they're just not showing any love whatsoever. So his realistic option is, well, he talked about possibly taking a year off or the reserve driver, which is, you know, it's unusual. It's sort of reserved for juniors, but it's sort of a bit of a tactic for him. He thought the process behind that will be that he'll rocket to the top of the list should any options become available for a full-time seat at a competitive team unexpectedly in 2024.
Now, I want to ask you for your weekly top performer for Indian Motorcycle, America's first motorcycle company since 1901. Make the first move. Now, when we're talking top performer, do we go outside of the rugby league sphere this week? It is Friday.
You can if you want.
Because we're talking Friday last Saturday. Can something that happened last Friday fall into the category? Because I was going to say Mitchell Moses' wife. Partner, rather. Bree. It was a big call. Massive day for Mitchell and for partner Bree. And they welcomed their first child in. I mean, I don't think it's crass to say Mitchell's partner is the weekly top performer. That was brave. That was a big call and a big sacrifice. Yes. Because it had to be with her understanding that Mitchell wasn't there for the birth of their first. I know it's a little bit different, guys, but that's what I'm throwing into the mix.
I like it. I like it. Michelle?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Mm. Oh, look, I'm actually going to say I'm sticking with rugby league because I've been in this bubble for the week. But racing McGregor, her Dally M medal, it was an unbelievable kind of few moments where she was up on the stage, obviously all sort of shaken up and thinking, wow, given the journey that she's been on. But her mum yelling out at the top of her voice in the audience, "I'm so proud." It was a special moment. Certainly not one we expected in the middle of a classy Dally M settings, but it was sweet. It was nice.
Well, I'll stick with the Dally M's, and Nicho Hynes had never been to one. So his first Dally M awards ceremony, he gets the big gong. So celebrating a terrific season, and I thought his acceptance speech was first class.
Yeah. Oh, no, 100%. The speech was a great one. That's our top performers for Indian Motorcycle, America's first motorcycle company since 1901. Make the first move. Just back on your first story, when we talk about Jarryd Hayne, and we do have to talk about it seriously. I mean, I had to Google, when is the retrial? We're talking about March 6th next year is when it will get underway. What a long-running saga that is. So to jail, then out of jail, and now a third
back to
trial
court again
in March next year. So that's where that sits. Michelle, well done. Great week because it's been really hectic for you. You've been
eating sausages
on Sunrise and doing crosses there.
Never going to leave that down.
Fitting us in. No, you'll never leave that one down. No, you won't. Two sausages. There you go.
Lessons
grab them.
Learned.
Enjoy the grand final.
Have a good weekend, and we'd be talking about a Panther victory on Monday morning. just confident.
All right, there we go.
Thank you, Michelle.
Very good stuff. Michelle Bishop, Sunrise reporter and SEN reporter. After the break, we'll announce the McDonald Jones Caller of the Month, winning the ballpark voucher, $500 voucher. Who wins this? I have no idea. It is 9 minutes to nine. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.